Hello, friends. On a recent program, we talked about a game called Jeopardy. I also said I would show you more games that can help you practice your English grammar, speaking, and listening skills as you spend long periods at home. Today, we will talk about a game you can play both at home and over video conference with friends or family. Let's call it Questions and Answers. The game uses dice to create conversation between players. Dice are box-shaped objects, often made of plastic or wood, and small enough to hold in your hand. You can even make them yourself with paper. The six sides of a die have either dots, numbers, or words on them. We throw the die on a surface and use the side that faces up in gameplay. The game Questions and Answers uses two dice. One of the dice holds six question words, one on each side. Who, why, where, when, what, and how. The second die has a subject on each side. You can pick any six subjects you like. Here are some examples: clothes, hobbies, sports, television, food, and places. At least two people are needed for the game. Here is how to play. Suppose someone rolls the dice and gets the words what and food. That player must ask another player a what question about food. They could ask, for example, what is your favorite meal? The player must answer the question in a complete sentence. Here is an example of a good answer. My favorite meal is garlic shrimp with rice. The great thing about this game is that no one can cheat. The questions and answers cannot be found in a Google search because they will be different for every player. Now, let's talk about who rolls the dice and who answers the questions. If you have only two players, then it is simple. One person rolls the dice and asks the question. The other person answers. You take turns doing this, so each person has the chance to ask and answer questions. If you have three players, the person rolling the dice can ask the same question to both players, and each gives their own answer. Then, the next person rolls the dice. For four or more players, before the game, you can decide on a way to choose who will answer the dice roller's question. You can ask everyone to answer the same question or play the game some other way. Note that if there are some players at home and other players on video chat, each location will need a set of dice. The good news is that paper dice are very easy to make. Visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com to see an image and read the quick and simple directions. I'm Alice Bryant.